This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. The California desert is sometimes thought of as a wasteland. Apart from places like Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, the general consensus tends to be there's not much of interest going on out there. But commentator and syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says that's not true. He says a lot has been quietly taking root in two Southern California desert communities in particular. And he says a proposal that's been kicking around for a while, called the High Desert Corridor, aims to tap into that growth in a way that could benefit the entire region. We asked Joe to explain in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
It's a joint effort by Los Angeles County and San Bernardino County to build a series of different kinds of bridges between the cities of Palmdale in Los Angeles County in the Antelope Valley and Victorville in the Victor Valley in San Bernardino County. A big freeway, parts of which may be tolled, is the first. There are four bridges to it. The second is a high-speed rail right-of-way and ultimately connection to connect a high-speed rail project that called Express that proposes to go from Las Vegas to Victorville to connect it to the California High-Speed Rail Project someday, which is supposed to go through the Antelope Valley, Lancaster, Palmdale. Third, a sort of energy bridge that includes transmission lines to get your electricity in and out of California more easily, and also to generate sustainable electricity to be determined. And fourth, a nearly 40-mile-long bikeway.
Some folks might be saying, ugh, another freeway in California, high-speed rail. Oh, yeah, what's so thrilling about that? What is so thrilling about that?
What's thrilling about that is, in this odd way, the 50 miles between Palmdale and Victorville, which now are connected by surface streets and
Highway 138,
the Pear Blossom Highway, officially, to the truckers I know who take it, Blood Alley. A very, very dangerous stretch of road. But ultimately, while these places are close together, they're on two different major highway and thus North American trade corridors. Palmdale through the 14 ties into the Interstate 5 corridor. Victorville is sort of right on the I-15 corridor. Those are two interstates that go from down the Mexican border all the way up into Canada. Those are big trading partners of ours. But they don't really hook up or link. And so there's great potential power in connecting those two there. The way they're connecting now is by people going through the awful traffic, the sort of traffic wall of greater Los Angeles. The other thing that's really interesting is, you know, the California high-speed rail is famously controversial and it's got a lot of struggles. The ability to potentially link it, so, you know, where does it go now? The plan is, the first phase is San Jose to the northern Kern County city of Wasco, which we know and love here.
Yes.
But getting from San Francisco, say, through a system that connects, if you connect there, you can get from San Francisco to Las Vegas on high-speed rail. Now you're talking, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're out of the state. Now you're starting to connect. And I think that connection probably has real value to the high-speed rail system.
One of the big issues facing the country 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, was just basic infrastructure, getting it in place, you know, the interstate freeway system and so on and so forth. But it seems like one of the big issues now is connecting the hubs we already have to speed up the connections between people, businesses, ideas.
That's right, and I think this is clearly a piece of that. There's an issue in California. We have a lot of corridors that and places that where we can go north-south very easily. I mean, a lot of people listening probably, I've been up the 101 or the 5 to Northern California.
Or the 395.
Right, or all these things. But it's not actually a very good state to get across east-west.
There's this little mountain things that get in the
right,
way.
Right, I know. So that's the issue. So there's a real power to kind of east-west connections. And that means mm-hmm. a sort of classic case. You have these two big highway corridors. You probably don't want people wandering through your L.A., highly populated L.A. basin with its traffic problems. Why don't we connect these two corridors just above that in the desert and ultimately end up replacing dangerous surface streets and a really dangerous highway? Right now, this is a thing that has been an idea for 10 years, but it now has all the environmental reviews, and the question is how to pay for it. And you're talking about probably $8 billion, which is a lot of money, but a lot less than a lot of other infrastructure projects out there.
That is the big question, of course. Where is the money going to come from at a time where the state is feeling a little bit constrained? The, you know, smoke signals we've been getting out of Washington is that there may not be a lot of money for many projects in California. So where's the funding going to come from?
It will have to come in a lot of it will have to come from private sources. Some will come from public. There's Measure M money, which that's part of it. I think there's probably money to come from the counties, obviously, but it's some. There should be some state money to leverage private money to do it. And if you toll part of the highway, perhaps for trucks, which is one of the possibilities, then you have revenues that may make a private investment interesting in that area.
Joe Matthews is a commentator and syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to Morning Edition here at KCRW.